Here, a bit more.
Anyway, what about tonight? Because you're not doing anything just sort of out of the ordinary tonight. Are you going to a wee football match?
I'm quite excited about
tonight. Are you really?
I am quite excited.
You're going to see Man U play. Who are they playing?
Northern Ireland will know that I got a season ticket as my little gift to myself because yes. Nobody else has bought me anything. A Manchester United season ticket, I'm the real deal now.
No, you haven't a clue.
Yes, I am.
Who are they playing tonight?
Chelsea.
Right, and where are they playing them?
Old Trafford.
And what's the name of the Man U keeper?
Not going to clue. Why don't you answer it?
David De Gea.
You've no idea, David De Gea.
You don't. You couldn't answer that question. You are exposed as a fraud. You should have that ticket taken off you and burnt.
Play my wee song. I mean, want this wee song. This is going to be me.
This is putting you in the mood for tonight. I can see you with your prawn cocktail crisps and your wee chubby fingers waving in the stands.
The only reason I'm going
looking
for
at the
football.
Wrong team, getting all confused.
I want to hear this. I like this. This will be me.
He's never heard it before.
Shh. Eamon Holmes is four seats down from me. I wonder will he be singing and eating his burgers and his crisps.
He could give you some tips.
At least we'll hurry up and get to the chorus. Why are we playing this? I don't want to hear from Chelsea.
We have to be balanced as the BBC.
Oh, really?
Yes. We have to represent all the licence fee payers. Ramp that up.
You have no idea with football,
not
do you?
Not a clue. But I don't pretend I don't go up and buy a season ticket. You haven't a clue either. What are you wearing tonight? Have you got yourself a wee Man U strip with your name on the back of it?
I have bought... a Manchester United top.
Have you?
I'm going to be like a darts player. It is a little bit tight fitting.
Is it around your boy boobs?
But I will be wearing my Man United top seriously
you
tonight.
Know, you know that they're the red tops, yes?
Let's just put it like this. I go to football matches. Vinny plays badminton.
Badminton. Oh, is that your comeback or that? We'll guess it. Let's have a few more questions for you about football. You haven't a clue, Stephen.
Shh, where do we hear this? I've never heard these before.
Of course you haven't.
Here's Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
I can't wait tonight. I actually cannot wait.
I am disgusted.
Disgusted at what? I can't wait.
I am disgusted.
Can I just say something before you go on with your disgust? No. Can I just tell you this before you go on with any of your disgust? You see, I have decided now that I have turned 40, I have decided that I am going to get myself a life.
That's never going to happen.
That I am actually going to start doing things outside of the BBC.
Well, then you mean we need to stop triple jobbing and that might make that possible.
I am going to, Michael, start preparing myself for a time when I might not be in the BBC. I'm going to have other things to do. I'm going to get a dog like Gregory Campbell's Shih Tzu.
Princess.
I am going to start going to football matches. I am going to get a life.
Right, okay. I think that's great. Now, listen to tell you something. Why don't you start supporting local football? You've got Glentoran, you've got Linfield, you've got Crusaders, and you've got Clippenborough. Take your pick. Now, it's disgusting that you are going to Old Trafford with a season ticket when you know... I tell you what, see what you know about football?
Yes.
You get right in the back of a stamp.
I don't need to know anything about football.
Right.
If the food is good...
You should really do the decent thing, right?
If the food is good before the match, I'll be happy.
Right, okay. Well, you can go to the two lovely pies, I'm led to believe.
You get a wee dinner before the game and all.
Oh, you get a wee dinner, so... Oh, so yours is a sort of upmarket season ticket?
I'm not too sure. I don't know anything about it. I just bought it.
How much was it, if you don't mind me asking?
Mind your own business.
Well, listen, do you see the weekends that you can't make, Old Trafford?
Yes.
Would there be any chance of letting me know and I go over on your season ticket?
I will sell it to you for 400 quid a game.
You merely tell you something.
Am I allowed to do that? Maybe I'm not. Maybe I won't. Maybe that's breaking a rule. I won't if it's breaking a rule.
No, but you can lend it to a friend.
Can you?
And of course you and I are very good friends. So what do you think the laying out tonight will be then? Hello?
The legend, the United legend, Paddy Creran.
What do you think the line-out will be?
Is on the line with us now. Good morning, Paddy.
How are you, Steve? You all right?
Well, you know that I'm a world expert in everything to do with football. I eat, breathe and sleep it, Paddy. And this is my first game tonight, my first season ticket ever in my life. And it's at Old Trafford. What can I expect?
You're going to expect a fantastic game, in actual fact, and a very, very important game for both sides, because I think at the end of the season it'll be either us, Chelsea, or Manchester City that'll be the champions. And I'm disregarding the results that he had yesterday. That was a one-off. But you're going to see a classic game between two of the top teams in England. What the team's going to be, that'll be interesting. I hope Rooney plays.
Oh, because he's not a spent force now, for goodness sake.
Is he hell a spent force? He's one of the top strikers in the world, for God's sake.
Is he not messed up in the head?
I don't know what's going on, in actual fact, what his thoughts are or whatever. Just, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're a footballer, you want to play football. So I think if David Moyes sticks him on the pitch tonight, you'll see a performance from him. I would certainly play him, and I think he's too good a player to let go anyway. I mean,
he's too good a player to be sitting on the bench, Paddy.
He is too good a player to be sitting on the bench, but I don't know what's going on, but David Moyes, to be fair to David, has said that God knows how many times he's not for sale, and some people think, oh, well...
Yeah, but is there no responsibility whatsoever with a player of that class to either play him or let him go?
I don't think United can afford to let him go. I think he's too good a player. He's one of the top players in the world.
But he's not good enough to make the team at the moment.
Ah, he is.
But he's not making the team. He's not getting out there.
He came on at Swansea last week, and he was terrific when he came on. He was terrific when he came on at Swansea. So,
do you think he wants to go?
I think this all relates back to last season when Alex Ferguson was manager, leaving him out against Madrid, and one or two things. I don't really know what was going on at that particular time, but he got left out of the team. And I think the hump would get left out of the team in that situation. But this is a whole new ball game now. There's a different manager, different coach and stuff. It's all different now.
And could United as a club not be friendlier and better to him?
Well, I don't think United can be better or friendlier. They are a club that's better than friendlier than most clubs. I think when you look at David Moyes has stepped into this. He's a new kid on the block.
Yeah, but Paddy, what has Rooney done wrong? He's given his all to the team over the last 8 years. Why did Fergie turn on him?
Well, let me say something. Why don't Wayne Rooney, all this hullabaloo that's going on, Wayne Rooney hasn't spoken at all. He hasn't said anything in the newspapers, television or anything. Wayne Rooney at no time has said, I want a transfer. And at no time has he said, I don't want a transfer. So somebody has to speak to Wayne Rooney. I'm not sure who's making all the noises.
You know how it works though, Paddy.
Whoever it is, but somebody's got to come out and make a statement.
Well, exactly. And the fact that they haven't, you know how it works. The silence is deafening.
Yes.
He could have killed the speculation stone dead.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Nobody has. So
what do you read into that? There's a standoff.
It doesn't matter what I read into it. What I read into it is that Manchester United are not letting him go, and I don't think they can afford to let him go. They say he's too good a player. You look at the situation at Liverpool. Now, that was done and dusted. Their centre-forward was going as well, wasn't it? Now, he's not. He's made up with everybody, and he's pals with everybody. I'm not so sure... I just feel sorry for David Moyes. He's come into this now and he's in the middle of it, David. I mean, I just think it's strange. It's strange. But
do you blame Fergie for this situation, Paddy?
Sorry?
Do you blame Alex Ferguson for this situation?
No, I don't know what went on, so I can't blame anybody. I've no idea what went on. Everybody's guessing, like I am, about what's happened to Manchester United.
And what do you read into Mourinho winding it up?
Oh, I think he's a cute bugger. I think he's as cute as anything. I think that's exactly what he's doing, but I think he's winding. Of course he's doing it.
What do you think it is? Mind games or what?
What game tonight for both clubs.
What do you think it is, Pat? Is he playing mind games or what's he doing?
Without question, I think he's at it. I think, obviously, he might want to sign him. I don't know. Well, I don't think he's going to sign him now because they've now made the big bid for this fella. Is it from the Brazilian, from Russia or somewhere, as it is? This guy that was going to, I'm not sure if it's Tottenham or Arsenal, now all of a sudden Chelsea have jumped in and we're going to buy him. If they're going to buy him, they can't buy Rooney as well. So I think without doubt it's a mind game situation.
Yeah, Paddy, the most of the
people up. I mean, you take the situation at Everton as well. I was in Sydney pre-season with United and they were asking David Moyes about certain players United were interested. It was common knowledge that United were interested in Fabregas. That was common knowledge. That came from, not from David Moyes, but it came from Barcelona. So David Moyes, all of a sudden, I don't know, but I'm guessing that he's put a bid in for the two lads at Everton. So David Moyes said in Australia, he said, now, there's players we're interested in, but we don't want to embarrass any club and embarrass nobody. We're not mentioning names. He makes a bid for the Fellaini and Baines, and all of a sudden, the manager of Everton comes out screaming that he's trying to buy these two players. Well, David Moyes, when he was in Australia, was saying to people, I'm not telling you who I'm buying, but the minute he puts a bid in for somebody, the likes of the manager of Everton now, Martinez, he comes out screaming about Manchester United,
Paddy, here's
trying to buy these players in the cheap. When really, when a club makes a bid for a player, you should keep your mouth shut. You shouldn't be saying anything about anything.
Here's my final question.
He's come out, but these two players in particular know that Manchester United are now interested in them.
Here's my final question.
What would you want to do? Would you want to go to Manchester United? You would.
Here's my final question. It's the most important question.
I've not answered anything yet, actually. I'm only surmising or guessing.
Here's my final question, the most important question.
How are you getting to the match tonight? That's the most important question.
How am I getting to the match? I'm working today, all day, in the BBC in Salford. I'm walking across the road.
You're in Salford?
I'm walking across the road.
Oh, God almighty.
And I've got my wee... I'm a fat man with a United top. I'll be walking in, squeezing into my top. Now, the most important question, what is the food like?
Where, Old Trafford?
Yes.
I think you should be on a diet if you're a wee fat man with a red jersey. The food at Old Trafford's very good, actually. Why, are you in one of the posh sweets or something?
Apparently, I don't even know what type of season ticket I've got, but I've got a season ticket where you get dinner beforehand.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, you know what they do at Manchester United? They've all these different rooms where they have the functions on prior to the game, where they put meals on. God knows, there must be about 3,000 people or more of meals. And in every room, they have an old player that goes in and talks to everybody.
Oh, I like that.
So you don't know, because I'm one of the old players that goes in one
it
of those
It could be
rooms.
You. I could get you tonight.
Oh, you'd be unlucky then, wouldn't you?
Well,
I'll be looking out for a little fat guy with a red strip.
If you see a fat man with an Irish accent, it's me.
Well, let me say something to you. I hope you have a great night tonight.
Thank you, Paddy.
Big, big match, actually.
Thank you. Morning. Good morning to you. Thank you.